Talking now with Rod Mozell, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Oklahoma Supreme Court ruling that they are not going to allow State Question 820 to be on the ballot in November. The time frame is simply too short as the process was continuing to play out. And they basically have decided that it can go on the ballot at a later date. But Rod, I know that Oklahoma Farm Bureau, your legal foundation, joining with some other folks to make sure and try to remind the court that we wanted the process to work its way out properly, make sure that we don't have any shortcuts of making sure a state question is truly qualified to go on the ballot.
That's for sure. We were delighted to partner with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's and the state chamber to do an amicus when the issue went before the Supreme Court, when the proponents for the recreational marijuana were trying to get the Supreme Court to take jurisdiction and to order it onto the November ballot. Well, we participated in amicus to remind the court of the importance of the protecting the citizens' ability to do a protest to the ballot title and to complete all the steps and in the counting and of the signatures and the process that goes through, and to protect the right of appeals even on the ballot title challenge, even though they ruled today on the ballot title, or technically could still be an appeal to that ballot title. So having been involved in several state questions in the past by our predecessors and our current leaders at Farm Bureau, we wanted to make sure to protect the citizens' rights and all those steps in the process. So we're very excited that the Supreme Court is protecting that process and keeping it uniform with past efforts of initiative petitions, and hopefully will carry through to as a precedent to future petition efforts.
I know that the proponents of State Question 820, I think they maybe got caught off guard a little bit with the fact that the current administration, the Senate administration, had basically gone to a new verification process that probably did a better job of making sure that the signatures were valid, but it did take longer than maybe in past years.
Yes, actually the legislature had passed and the governor had signed this new modification to the process, and this is the first initiative petition to go through the new process that actually checks the signatures on a petition against the voter registration list. And so it's a much more thorough process. And in fact, one of the challenges that could have been filed during this 10-day protest period is either a ballot title challenge or a challenge to the signatures. But all the folks I know that looked at it, knowing this new process, nobody stepped forward to do a signature challenge because there was so much more confidence that this new type of challenges was a full and complete challenge, since it matched against the actual voter registration list. And so instead of just looking for obvious errors of somebody being out of state or somebody not fully completing a signature, not having first and last names and all those kinds of things. So everybody that looked at it, I think, agreed that the signatures, it dropped it from like 160,000 signatures. I don't have the exact number, but something in that range to like 115,000 signatures after that process. And so that essentially wiped out the opportunity for a signature challenge and left only the ballot title challenge, which was filed this last week, and the court ruled on that today, as well as ruling on the issue that it would not be on the November ballot.
And of course, a lot of that has to do with ballots that need to be mailed overseas, including to our military. And I know that, you know, I'm sure your group and a lot of folks are very glad that we're going to make sure we protect those voting rights.
Yes, that actually happened two or three election cycles back, that federal courts had ruled that states had to move forward their process to make sure that there was time for ballots to get to soldiers all around the world and still have time to return them. And so I believe ballots will actually be mailing out from the election board. They've been printing for the last couple of weeks, and it's my understanding, without talking directly to the election board, but from the schedule that they provided to the court, that they're actually going to start mailing those ballots out on Monday. So we're well past the time that the deadline that was back in late August that they were supposed to know. Now the court has some latitude that, you know, could have maybe done something along with that, but we're so far past that August deadline for getting things to the printer that every day that went by made it less and less likely that they were going to force it onto the November ballot.
So we'll be looking at that recreational marijuana vote, but not here in 2022. So probably that keeps things a lot cleaner. I'm sure that that'll be satisfactory to a lot of folks.
Yeah, it'll have to be on a, if the governor doesn't set it, if the governor or the legislature doesn't set it for a special election or an earlier ballot, it'll be on the presidential election of 2024. But the common thinking is that that there'll be an effort to set it on some ballot quicker than that, that wouldn't affect statewide races and legislative races. So whether that's on a presidential primary election, which would be statewide, or some other date, that'll be up to the governor and the legislature to decide, but they will not be able to delay it past the presidential election of 2024.
Thank you, Rod. Rod Mozell, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.